Blog Talk Radio.
Find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As always, through the Zurian Show, we hope that we bring you information and useful information that you will not only use, but will also be able to share with others to help them to reach their goals, also to help each and every one of us to go through the realizations that we need to go through so that we can have a better and a fuller life as we move forward in this thing we call, again, life. Today's show is going to be on, again, a subject that I think is pretty interesting. You know, it's amazing when you do the shows how many different topics that really hit you. You know, how many topics that really come to mind, how many things that you really think about and how those things affect you. So today what we're going to talk about is the sign of weak mind and character. Each and every one of us is out there trying to do something with our lives. Hopefully it's something that's positive and it's something that's useful. And it's something that will benefit not only ourselves but others. As Zig Ziglar said, you know, if you want to really be rich, famous, and wealthy, then what you need to do is find a whole lot of people and help them to reach their dreams, and you'll reach yours. And evidently it definitely worked because Zig passed away very recently, but he passed away a very wealthy man and was able to help hundreds and thousands and maybe probably millions of people in his lifetime through his lectures and his experiences and the information that he shared. So he was definitely a living testament to that. Another gentleman that was also very inspirational and also left definitely a legacy and helped millions of people through his philosophy, which was very similar to Zig Ziglar's, was a gentleman by the name of Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn died about a year ago. Maybe a little bit more than a year ago now. But anyway, Jim was another person that was a great speaker and a great motivator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Here's two people that I just mentioned that have contributed to the world and they've left a legacy. What about you? What about you leaving a legacy? What about you leaving something that other people can talk kindly about? You know, what will they say when you pass away? What will they read over your eulogy? You know, will it be something of progress and of you helping others and of you, you know, leaving a legacy? And I'm not talking about a nightmare and I'm not talking about bills. I'm talking about you leaving something that other people look back on and go, wow, you know, he or she was a great, great man, great woman, or great person, and they did some great things. And they weren't just things that made them profit, but they were things that profited men and women that they didn't even know and will probably never know and will still continue to help profit and help people move forward with their lives on all different levels, because there's all types of different levels of our lives that we need to go through. But these are people that left that kind of a legacy. Definitely very inspiring individuals. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of us out there that have been able to benefit from other people that may not be as famous as the two gentlemen that I mentioned, but gentlemen and ladies that have done stuff that has helped us. You know, I mean, there's teachers for each and every one of us that have been inspirational into our successes and our futures, or motivated us. Our parents, our grandparents, you know, myself, I have a Reno Morales, Mr. Reginald Brown. These are people that actually aren't famous in the sense of the world, but they're famous to me because these are people that have helped change my lives. You know, my own wife, my children, you know, they've done things that have motivated me and helped me. So each and every one of us has somebody that's been a mentor to us, be it somebody that knew us or somebody that we didn't know. You know, I call some of these gentlemen my mentors. Why? Because I listen to their books and tapes. You know, because I listen to their tapes and I've read their books and, you know, I've gone to some of their seminars and things along that nature. But anyway, very great men, including Les Brown, and the numbers go on, Tony Robbins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, today what we're going to talk about, ladies, is again, we're going to, ladies and men, we're going to talk about weak minds and weak character. Now, please don't take offense, but some of these traits may be you. But knowing is part of the solution, right? Knowing and then taking the action to step forward to change that dichotomy, to make it to where that's not you anymore, to where you've become more because you were meant to be more. So today's show, we're going to touch on that just a little bit. And again, it's kind of just enough to wet your whistle, but it's enough to give you good information that you can use and then make that your barometer on how you're going to move forward with the rest of your life. Because we're all in this world to succeed, right? So, one of the first things that I want to talk about is people that continue to change their minds. They can't seem to, you know, there's always a vacillation. They're always changing their minds from one thing to another. They don't seem to actually want to take a stand. They don't seem to be people of character. They don't seem to be people that are willing to do the things necessary to get them where they need to get. You know, these are people that, again, like I said, change their minds on a regular basis, and they never really get all of the information. They kind of vacillate from one thing to another. You know, first they were saying yes. Well, now they're saying no. Well, now they don't know. You know, these are people that are weak-minded. These are people that are afraid to take a stand. These are people that are afraid to stand up for themselves. These are people that don't speak up. However, in some cases, these are the same people that after the meeting is over, after the new people are in power or however it is that you want to work it, they're the people that are complaining. These are the people that are throwing the daggers and the knives out in the parking lot, talking about they don't have faith. Oh, they didn't think it was going to work. Or they're the people that are really quiet, waiting for something to go wrong. And then when something goes wrong, that's when these people speak up. That's when they share their input, their wisdom, their knowledge, their forethought. You know, these are people that are, to me, toxic. Now, they're not necessarily always toxic up front, but they're the people that are toxic in the shadows. They're the people that, basically, what I say is, you know, it's kind of like there was a poison, strychnine. These are the people that drop little drops of strychnine in your coffee, so to speak, or drop it in your tea. And then as you get sicker and sicker and sicker and die, you know, they say that they didn't really kill you. They're not the ones that poisoned you. However, that was a slow poison. You went through a slow pain. And these are also people that put you through more agony and more unnecessary grief and aggravation than the law allows. These people are really what I call the energy sappers or the energy snakes or the criminals in our culture. And the weird thing is that some of these people are very intelligent. Some of them aren't, but some of them are very intelligent. Some of them can be contributors in a positive way to success and to betterment of everyone around them. However, they choose to not take that stand. They choose to not stand up for themselves or stand up for others that they may have, you know, they may want to go that way, but they won't stand up for each other to do what they need to do or stand up for the other people out there. They won't take the risk. And some of them, it's peer pressure. They don't want to be wrong. They want to be right, and whoever's right, that's whose wagon they're going to jump on. Another person or type of individual or type of character or weak-minded individual that also really rankles me and really kind of gets on my nerves is the one that is the subservient person. Now, the subservient person is that person that allows others to push them around, and they let people dominate them. But the subservient people are the people that you have to watch, because sometimes they're subservient because they have another goal in mind. Now, not all people that are subservient are this way, but there are quite a few subservient people that the perception is subservience, but in some cases, sometimes they're the quiet leaders. They're the undercover leaders. They don't want the position, but they still want to control things. And they do it in a very stealthy and very interesting way, you know. And again, these are also, in some cases, when they're not the people that are controlling things, and that means they're the people that have allowed other people to truly dominate them. So these people then become the smoking guns. When you have a subservient person that isn't being sneaky, that is being abused, that is being taken advantage of, Now you've got even a worse problem, because now you've got a person that's basically sitting on a powder keg of dynamite, because they are a powder keg of dynamite, and they're constantly flicking a slight flint. Just the right amount of spark could set them off. And that right amount of spark, because these people are probably quiet, and they're probably just taking, you know, the abuse, and sometimes they're people that you may think everything is okay with. But in reality, behind closed doors, they live in a different world. In reality, when the people aren't around to see them, they're experiencing a whole different thing. So these are people that you kind of have to feel for, but you also have to be leery of. And the reason that you have to be leery is because they may be that powder keg. They may be that person that's just ready to explode. And the problem is, again, is if they do explode, are they going to explode on the right person? You know, I put a post out not that long ago, and I said, you know, the most difficult thing about being upset is being able to moderate how upset you are, when you are upset. Are you upset for the right reasons? Are you at the level of upsetness that balances off the level of offense that you feel has been done to you? And I was talking about how people a lot of times take things way out of proportion. You know, they'll take a level 2 offense and make it a level 10 offense, because in their minds, as their minds are going, as their injustice meter is going, their injustice meter goes way past the level of injustice, or as in feeling, that it should be. These are people that are usually very emotional. Again, these can also be those people that I was talking about that have been subservient for a long time. You know, they've taken it a long, 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 long time, and then all of a sudden, bang, they blow up. I'm not making excuses for anybody, but what I'm saying is that if you know somebody like that, you need to really watch them, and you need to see if you can get them to understand that they probably should talk to somebody, you know, and somebody that they trust and somebody that they know is going to give them the right information, and then from there take it to the next level, even to the sense of maybe even to a professional that they can work with. But the whole thing is getting them to believe that somebody believes, and then getting them to then take it to the next level. But they have to truly feel as though the individuals care for them. But these are people that we would also consider to be weak-minded people. Another type of person that I would consider to be a weak-minded person, and I'm also going to take this into business too, is the person that's shy. Shy people sometimes are thought to be weak in character, and these are people who join others reluctantly or who prefer their own company to being with a group, and they're really in danger of getting having a lot of negativity and taking on a lot of negativity. So the other two traits that I talked about, a lot of people that are shy also fall into those. So even though I'm talking about individual things here, there are people that fall into multiples of these characters. And as you add things on, as you pile things on, or as you layer things on, they say everybody's a layer, we're like onions, right? Well, as you layer things on, you find that these are the people that, again, they're the right cocktail. You know, they talk about in firefighting, we talk about the fire tetrahedron. It used to be the triangle. Then they came up and found out that, no, it's not a triangle, it's the fire tetrahedron, because you had the chemical reaction, you had the particular spark, you had the fuel, all of these things, and then they talked about the overall chemical reaction. But in the tetrahedron of life, and you can look that up because I don't really have time to explain what a tetrahedron is. In the tetrahedron of life, all of the things that I'm talking about, they ball up and they get together. And then when the right circumstances present themselves, they explode. All right? And then some people that go through these things also, the shyness, the vacillation, the subservience, and some of them even become what we would call rude. Now, rude and rudeness is another thing that I also want to talk on, and I also consider it to be a thing of weak character. You know, I tell my children, my students, and everybody, including my own wife and myself, that's the main one, myself, that there is never a reason for me to be disrespectful, and there is never a reason for me to be rude. Because guess what? If I let that person know that they've offended me, if their intention was to offend me, I'm letting them know that they reached their goal. I'm letting them know that they got the response that they were looking for, and the response was to get a reaction out of me. So a lot of times for people that know me, they know that I don't really give a whole lot of responses. You know, I try to stay pretty even keel. And the reason I try to stay even keel is because it's not that I'm trying to disrespect anybody, but my whole thing is that if I already know that you don't care, why would I care? You know, there's another old saying, if you want people to listen to what you say, then you need to show them that you care. When you show people that you care, then they'll care. Well, I care about people greatly. I really do. However, I'm not going to let people that don't care and whose objective is to upset everyone, is to cause hate and discontentment, is to cause disorder, I'm not going to let those people into my life to the extent to where they have an effect or have control over what's going on around me. Traffic, I do my best to not let it bother me. Why? Because the person in that other car doesn't give a rat's tail. And guess what? The person in that other car isn't the person that I'm going to be able to, that I'm going to end up slashing out at or being angry with when something goes wrong. It's going to be my son, my wife, my daughter, you know, people that I may work with, people that I may deal with on a professional level. So understand that nobody deserves that level of control, and that person's level of control should not, I repeat, should not affect the lives of the people that you claim to care about. Because if you let other people's actions bleed in and affect the quality of the life that you have with the people that you care about on a negative basis, then guess what? You've got a problem. And you sincerely and immediately need to correct that. I don't care if you're a man, woman, or child. I don't care what your age is. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your status is. There's never a reason to be rude. There's never a reason to treat people like lessers. However, two, understand that everybody else's problem is not my problem, and it's not your problem. However, understand, too, that you should not let things outside affect you. Now, right now, for a lot of people, especially throughout the world, one of the number one stresses is money. Money and the lack of money. However, money isn't the solution. Money is a part of the solutions that you can have, but money in itself is not the total solution. So, going back to what I was saying, understand that what happens, happens to us all, ladies and gentlemen. It's how we choose to respond to what happens that is going to affect our lives for the good or for the bad. So don't let the weak-minded, poor character people interact into your life and then affect the way that you deal with the people that you supposedly care about, the people that you supposedly love, and the people that you supposedly want to see do better. In essence, check yourself, watch what you're going to say, check your attitude, check your preconceptions of what's going on, and see things as they are, not as you perceive them to be. I think it's probably one of the hardest things for most of us. Most of us perceive things to be a certain way, but we perceive them with no backing. You know, we want to argue about something that happened 20 years ago. I've said this a billion times. Let it freaking go. All right? Something happened 20 years ago. Guess what? It was something that happened 20 years ago. Let's try it again. It was something that happened 20 years ago. It was something that happened 10 years ago. If you can't let it go, you, in essence, are the problem, and you're a bigger problem than the person that did whatever it was that happened. And the reason that you're a bigger problem is because you won't let it go. Don't bring up stuff that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 3 years ago, or 3 weeks ago. Today is now, ladies and gentlemen. One thing that I learned from Grandmaster Peter Urban, which was one of the founders of was the founder of American Goju-Ryu or Urban Goju-Ryu Karate, was he had a saying, and the saying was, "Today is now." Most people live a life of stunting. All right, they're so worried about stuff that nobody's worried about that it becomes this immense, huge, colossal problem, this immense, huge, colossal issue. All right? And what ends up happening is that probably most of the divorces and the side relationships and all of this other stuff is a part of that. Why? Because the people that just can't let it go. Well, guess what? You can let it go. you choose not to let it go. Just recently, I was listening to somebody that was talking about some things that happened to them. And the things that happened to them were very serious, and they were very serious to them. However, the same person also said that they had a tendency to be labeled as an enabler. And what does that mean? That means that you're enabling people to do the things that you don't want done to you, and you continually do them. So how can you be upset when you continually do that? And you may say that you care about that person, but here's the thing. That person clearly doesn't care enough about you to change what they're doing. Now, mind you, too, some of you people that have certain habits of doing things, should you change? Maybe you shouldn't, all right? But, however, the people that are being affected also need to realize that everybody is an individual. Everybody has their way. But a lot of us have negative ways. We have negative habits. Those of us that have those negative habits, I'm not telling you you have to change, but you need to change. It's a negative habit. It is not serving you, nor is it serving anyone else in a way that is positive or conducive to your happiness, your joy, or your future in any kind of a good way. So anyway, rudeness. Rudeness is something that shouldn't happen, shouldn't be tolerated, and shouldn't be done. And if you run into people that are rude, those are part of what I call the weak-minded, weak-character people. Also, people that don't trust you and don't appreciate your time and your effort. People that don't tell the truth. People that don't keep appointments. People that are always coming up with excuses. Again, people are people. There's a balance there. However, look at the intent of what people do. If the intent of what an individual does is normally good, not the I'm sorry I hurt your feelings because your feelings are just so freaking high level that if I bumped you, they're going to hurt your feelings. But what I'm talking about is what's the intention of the person? Did they mean well by what they were doing? And can you honestly, legitimately see that that person meant well by their action? Because if they did, then that's clearly something that you need to let go. That's clearly something where you need to look at your character, look at your mindset, and then go, hey, that's not what this person meant. That's not their intent. I need to stop making it into something that it is not. This person has always done me good. This person has always been of character for me. This person has always tried to help me. This person has always been somebody that's been there for me on all levels. You should not treat the people in your office better than you treat the people in your circle or the people in your household or the people that you're married to, all right? If your boss pisses you off and you smile and look at that boss and go, oh, okay, no problem, I'll fix it, then guess what? When your significant other who loves you and cherishes you and does all of these different things for you does something, they should be the ones getting that smile. They should be the ones getting that intent, the intent of goodness, of love, of caring, not some knucklehead that doesn't care whether you get a raise or you don't get a raise, doesn't care if you live or you don't live, and the only thing that's going to happen if you pass tomorrow is they're going to send flowers and go, oh, I'm really sorry that you lost this person. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put things in perspective. And when we talk about putting things in perspective, let's go back to all of the people that work a job. Okay, for all of you people that work a job, you really need to understand that your job, it may help you to pay your bills, but that's all it does, okay? It's not helping you make a fortune, all right? It's not helping you become independent. It's not helping you do anything. And the overall goal in life, remember, we grow up as what? Dependent. Then from dependent, we so hopefully grow up to be independent. After we reach independence, all right, we were dependent. Now we need to be independent. The ultimate goal that most people don't seem to truly reach with any real level of success is interdependence. Interdependence is what your supervisor, and the owners of your company have established. And how have they established that? Because they've got you working your tail off for their success. That's interdependency. Interdependency is when you've got other people doing all of those jobs and somebody or somebodies are succeeding. And that's what I don't see in a lot of houses. It's what I don't see in a lot of individual businesses as far as people trying to do the right thing and growing. And for the companies that have found that balance, it's an incredible thing for them. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to try to find that same balance in our household. That interdependency is why you're smiling at your boss, all right, and you're frowning at your husband or your wife or your kids. That interdependency is what they have, and that's why they're succeeding. There's a reason why your boss makes 100 and something thousand and you make 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. There's a reason why your supervisor makes 200,000 and you make 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. You know, there's or 60. It doesn't matter. All right? Remember, it's also about quality of life, ladies and gentlemen. And that's another reason why a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs nowadays, because the quality of life, even though they're making money, isn't really there. And remember, too, real quality of life is about a balance. It's not just about money. It's about time. Remember, too, when you're working a job, you are trading the most valuable asset that you have for money, and that's time. You are trading an asset that you cannot get back. You cannot negotiate it. You cannot barter it. You cannot do anything with it. All you do is you either use it to your benefit or you lose it all the way around. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you all go to your jobs, nothing wrong with working a job, but as you go to your jobs, understand that what that job is taking away from you is more precious than anything that you've got. All right? For those of you that cherish your virginity, guess what? Okay, once you lose it, you've lost it, but the same thing with time, except in the end, you die. Okay? So the most valuable asset that you have is time. That supervisor, that boss, that, you know, person that's over you, that person that's over you is actually taking something from you that is more precious than anything on earth, because your time is a gift from God, okay? Your time is a gift from God. So I just want to make sure that I put that out there and that I make sure that everybody understands what I'm trying to say. And again, I'm telling you too, for all of you people that got jobs, you need to find something that you can do plus your job, all right? Because too many people's security, mental stability, emotional security, and, of course, their financial lives are all wrapped up in a job. It's all wrapped up in you getting a salary, and your whole personality is wrapped up in that position, that title, what have you. But anyway, I'm not trying to get off on that. That's an entirely different show. But, again, coming back to what I was saying before, people that don't appreciate your time and don't appreciate your effort, these are people that you also need to remove from your life. You also need to look at them and go, hey, why am I playing this game with you? Okay? And you also need to move forward. If they're not going to be dependable, they're characters, and they're not people of character. If they're not going to tell you the truth, they're characters. They're not people of character. If they're going to lie to you, if they're shy and recluse and stay away from you, they're people that you need to be careful of and you need to deal with. And I'm not saying that these people are bad people, but what I'm saying is that they are not necessarily contributing to the whole. If they're hoarders, if they're people that want to control everything, these are also people that are characters. They may be people that are helping you with whatever it is that you're doing, but they're people that are being used, and a lot of them, they're being used as part of their problem. They're being used as part of the problem that's causing them to have even more problems. Then it's going to manifest into other things. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I am, again, totally humbled with the fact that you guys continue to listen. And as we grow and we seem to be getting more and more listeners to the show, please share us with everybody that you know of. And also, please send in any comments that you have, because if you share, then we can make improvements. We're actually going to make some improvements to the show soon, but that's in the coming future. But we also appreciate any comments that you have to share or any comments that you have on the show. And also, we'd love to have you as guests. If anybody has an interesting topic that we can talk about, that will be a beautiful thing, or that you can talk about and share with us. So with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Everybody have a blessed day, a wonderful life, and take care of yourselves. This is Zurian, and I'm saying take care, be well, be well. Thank you.